Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Yes, sir. The Minnesota Vikings have a new general manager. And as I've sat and pondered this, looked at this, and talked to people, I got to tell you, my grading of it is this is a big reach. This is a big reach to go get Kwesi Adofo Mensah. He's worked his way up in some respects the traditional way. But I'm not sure he's ready for this fishbowl. I'm not. I'm not sure that he's got enough seasoning. If you're going to be 40 years old, I'm not so sure that you don't have to have a more complete background as a football player at some point in time. Now, he's learned analytics. I get that. I'm sure a pleasant guy by all accounts. But I don't know if people understand what you have to do once you get inside the bowels of that. That key to that building, you got the master copy. It's up to you now to shape all the parts inside that building. And yes, it starts with hiring a head coach, but it's bigger than that. You have to set the tone for everybody in that building. Just about everything's going to go through you. And then you've got the draft, and you've got free agents, and you've got trades. And I'm not seeing here where I would be led to believe that he's cutting edge that way, that he's got something figured out, that he can see something that other scouts can't. He hasn't scouted. He hasn't been on the field, which is where you learn a lot about football. And so I think this is a high-risk hire for the Minnesota Vikings. At first, you get so caught up in saying, who's it going to be? And you start studying all these different people that it becomes a blur. But when they settled on him and they saw him, you know, and they brought it to fruition, I said, yeah, that's a definite maybe. Now, background, and this is what all people that sit in front of a microphone should do. Don't worry about what your Twitter feed says. Don't worry about the, hey, somebody on .com said this. I heard a guy with a podcast said this. Go do your homework. Talk to people that know about this guy. Talk to people that know how the Vikings work and do some real reporting before you press the button. And play some football, too. That doesn't hurt either. Everybody covered sports should play high school football, at least for crying out loud. When they went through this process, it became clear to everyone that what the Vikings were looking to do was to recreate a culture. Okay, so they got this committee together. Sarah Deppner and Ryan Munoz and Jamal Chapman and Andrew Miller and Rob Brzezinski. Now, Rob is a seasoned vet. He's the king of the salary cap. He knows how to move the numbers, but he's also been there a long time, so he understands the culture of the building. From Miami, connected to Spielman, you know, helped bring Rick here in some respects. But I think he's running point on this thing. There's a person that works in Cleveland by the name of Taylor Young. Taylor Young was Rob's assistant at one time, so he would have very good access and resources to find out the character of Adofo Mensah. So that's good, I think. I think that's good that he has access to that and he sees that. Now, if you're on the committee and there's five people on the committee, you all want somebody that's going to help move your career along. See what I'm saying? That's human nature. Always follow human nature, never bet against human nature. So you pick the person that you think you can be most comfortable with. Now, that's okay, but many times that's not the best person for the job. Just because they make you comfortable doesn't necessarily mean that they're the best person for that job. In fact, I would say that the great managers, the great bosses that you see pay very little attention to whether or not when they hire someone, they make them comfortable, and they pay a lot of attention to what are they going to do for this company. A lot more, and they're not threatened by the fact that they may disagree with this person. They might not even like this person, but that has nothing to do with whether or not this person deserves a spot on the roster. So I think that bears some more interpretation, some more examination. Now, number two, with Kevin Stefanski being in Cleveland and Taylor Young there and all that went with it, it would have been a real easy for him to know what the sales pitch should be, because he knew what they were tired of. They were tired of Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer and a few others that they felt ran the whole thing and were inclusive amongst themselves. They were tired of that. So you got to come in and you got to speak to how everybody in this organization matters. You know, you got to give them one of those speeches. We have an open door policy. You know, I'm always accessible. I value everybody's opinion. You give them that spiel. That sounds good, doesn't it? Sounds good to know that the janitor can come in and say, I hope that you get to take a wide receiver in the second round. And you say, well, sit down. Let's talk about that. You know, why would you like to see us take a wide receiver in the second round? Maybe he's got some thoughts to offer this. All sounds good. I don't know how many times that works. You got to be responsible. You got to be the man that pulls the trigger. You got to be the man that knows what that looks like. Rick Spielman is getting a ton of criticism right now. And they're saying, you know, this move, that move, you know, he drafted Christian Ponder. He took Laquon Treadwell. I get that. He also drafted Dalvin Cook in the second round. Remember that? Kyle Rudolph was a pretty good tight end for years here, wasn't he? How about Justin Jefferson? Not bad. How about seeing this kid and inviting him to a little free agent tryout by the name of Adam Thielen? How'd that work out for Rick? How about Eric Kendricks? Anthony Barr wasn't bad. Harrison Smith, he was involved in all those things. I don't just mean was involved like he had a door next door to the guy that was making the calls. He was making the calls on a lot of those things. He had a lot of really good draft picks. Danielle Hunter, when he's healthy, is a good defensive end as there is in the game. Christian Darrisaw looks like he's got great potential. Playing left tackle, when he's healthy, looks good. Spielman's getting thrown under the bus. It's a different era now. It's a different way of doing things. No, it's not. It's the same exact concept. Find the best football players you can find, procure them, and let them play football. That's it, period. And you can camouflage any way you want. You can say, well, we do it because we have all these measurements and these analytics and all these things. Or you can say, I just want to eyeball and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. Find a bunch of really good football players and let them play. And make sure that you've got a coach that can at least manage them, you know, as best you can. I've told this story before, and I'm going to tell it again because it bears repeating. I'm sitting in the office with Bud Grant. Bud, pretty good coach, huh? What do you think? And we're sitting there, and over the years, I've had many opportunities to sit with Bud. I've gone hunting with Bud. I sit at his house, his living room. It's a friendship more than certainly a media relationship. We've done speeches together. We've gone and done all these speaking engagements together where I'll give a speech, and then I'll interview him on stage. I just a tremendous amount of time with him, and I relish every minute that I've had with him. Anyway, one day, Bud and I are sitting in his office at Winter Park in Eden Prairie. And we're talking about hunting and everything that we talk about. But at this particular time, the Vikings were going through one of those little down cycles, whatever it was. And he says, I can tell you how to have a winning and successful football team. He says, I can give you the exact blueprint of how you present and how you build a really good football team. And I almost asked him, can I turn my recorder on here? Here comes the pearls of wisdom. Here comes the something that will last, stand the test of time. I didn't do that. And he said the following. I'll never forget it. He said, what you do as an organization, it really doesn't matter who does it. If it's the head coach, the general manager, the vice president, and player personnel, whoever it is. He says, but either through the draft or through trades or through free agency, any one of those three, you go out and you sign a bunch of really good football players. And? No, there is no and. That was it. He said, if you want to win, go find a bunch of good football players. Then he said, if you're an NFL head coach and you can get to the point where you're an NFL head coach, he said, two out of three can't screw it up. He says, you can't go through the ranks and not be able to recognize the different talents that different players have. That's the easiest part of it. Now, he said there's a couple that will outthink themselves, and they'll get cute, and they'll try to ask guys to do things they can't do, or they'll call plays that don't work. But he said, in general, it's really easy to figure out who's fast. If a quarterback has a strong arm, then let him throw the ball deep. All these things. If you got a really good, physical, fast middle linebacker, blitz him. But if you don't have him, you don't have a chance. And so he said to me, the key to winning in the NFL is to go out either through free agency, the draft, or trades and get a whole bunch of good football players. Period. When we come back, we'll visit with one of those great football players, one of the all-time greats. Will give us his take on the Minnesota Vikings and what they're doing right now. Stay with us on WCCO Sports to the Max. We'll be talking a lot of Vikings tonight. New general manager, new coach to come. Kwesi Adofo Mensa is the new general manager. We don't know a lot about him yet. We hope to meet him at some point soon and figure out more as to how he ticks. Chuck Foreman played in the league. He knows what makes the league tick, and he joins us now. Chuck, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks again. Always good to talk with you, Mike.
Chuck, how does this strike you? It's a new GM, and there's not a lot of football experience behind him. How does he operate? How does he maneuver? What do you see?
I have no idea who he is. Obviously, he must be a numbers guy or analytics guy or whatever you want to call it.
Yes, yep.
Well, I think that's the trend of the league now. And wow, so I don't know. I'm kind of like lost as to why that choice, but I guess everything's changing, so. You know, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, he might be the guy, but he looks like just right. Another guy on paper. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see how that works. But seems to be working in some other places. So, you know, I guess it's okay to try a new path. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But, you know, I hope he understands he's going to have to come in here and he's going to have to fix things and fix them quickly.
So like if he asked you, Chuck, what needs to be done with this organization, knowing what you know, what would you tell him?
Well, you know, first of all, the first thing I'd say, if you're going to win, it's up front what counts on both the defensive side and the offensive side. If you got that in place, you can put a guy at quarterback that has no mobility or anything but can throw the ball and he can work. If they don't do that, then I guess we're in trouble.
and some of it is health, I understand. But, you know, what they did last year was they went heavy on defense the offseason and tried to give themselves a ton of depth. And, of course, Danielle
right.
Hunter went down, and then Everson Griffin was playing productively
right.
after they signed him, and he went down. And I don't know what every team is going to have injuries, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, do you look at this? If you're him, would you say, hey, you got to rebuild it? Or would you say you're on the cusp here of winning with a couple more pieces?
I think they're on the cusp of winning with a couple more pieces. And, you know, everybody's got to be on the same page. You know, I don't care what you say. If you got one or two guys going different directions, it creates issues that you don't need to have on the team. And, you know, everybody's got to be dialed in and focused on one thing, and that's winning. And you know, if those guys can't buy into that, then, you know, it may be hard to do or difficult to do, but you got to move on from them because that's never going to work. And you can see at the end of last year what happened. You know, two crucial games, we had our two best players out of each game. And that hurt us.
With COVID, you mean?
COVID, offensively.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about that, and I'm talking about everything. You know, you can't ever – to win this game, and this game of football, it's the ultimate team sport. If you got one guy that's going wrong on offense, it's not going to work. I mean, if everybody's not on the same page as to what we got to do to win, it's not going to work. So, you know, I don't know how they do it. It's been done before. When I was here, Bud Grant was able to do it. They were able to put people in place. But then, too, there was no free agency. But that can make it even better now, because now you can go out, sit down. You can, hey, the physical abilities we can all see. But when you got to get into that mental part of the individual. Is he ready? Is he the kind of guy that can give you 150% every play? He doesn't have to be the greatest player out there, but if he can give you that and he's smart, you got a chance to win in this league.
How much does being a smart football player matter? A lot more than people realize?
Big time. Special teams. You know, all those little things that you got to do. And you look at every football game that people lose, especially the consistent losers. The same thing happens every week for them. They got a penalty that they shouldn't have. They got all kinds of personal fouls that they shouldn't have. You know, and then instead of going on and making the play, go back in the huddle, get ready for the next. Then, of course, you know, somebody's got to talk some smack.
Yep.
For whatever reason, and then that's another penalty. See, those are the types of things. They might be acceptable in today's game, but they may be acceptable, but that's another problem you got to worry about. Somebody losing control and costing you a game. And you can see it every week, pretty much every team, not every team, but a lot of teams have those issues. And, you know, somehow you got to weed those guys out. I'm sorry. That's the way I feel about it.
You know, when you played, Chuck Foreman, right, our guest, Bud Grant was the coach, and he had obviously maybe the ultimate respect from the players. At least that's the way it looked from the outside looking in. Now they're going to get a new head coach. How does a new head coach ascend to get that kind of respect from his players that Bud got?
Okay, the first thing the coach got to do, in my opinion, you know, in order to trust the coach, you know, first of all, you got to know that he's honest with you. You know, I don't want to hear what, you know, don't tell me what I want to hear here. Tell me what I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because once a team or the players see that you may have a, you know, you're not real.
Yeah, you play on both sides of the fence, they will crush you, won't they?
They will crush you, and they can see it. So there's nothing you can do to recover from that, you know, as a coach. You know, because everybody sees it, and
yep,
you know, and they may not like the way you approach the game, but if you are honest with them and tell them what you're going to do and how you're going to do it, and you know, you get them to buy into it, then you got a good chance to develop a winner. But if you come in and you're not straight up with your players, they can see through all that. They can see through, you know, this those things and coaches. And And believe me, and when you get an assistant coach, you better get one who knows what he's talking about, not a friend.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, for example, with Bud, by the time you got there, I'm sure this is already in place, but he had identified that Jim Marshall was somebody that all the players rallied around.
Right.
And so he gave Jim certain authorities and you know, maybe even let him out of practice and things like that, because he knew what he could get for Jim on Sundays. How do you go about that? Was that part of his genius? Does a head coach identify that player or those players that everybody respects? And if that guy will send the will carry the coach's message, is that part of the genius of it?
Yeah, I think so. I think before, for me, when I came in here, of course, you know, the Vikings were already established defensively as a great team. But they had great leadership from the players. You know, like you said, Jim, whether trans, Mick, I mean, all kinds of guys that led the way. And, you know, and when you have those kind of guys that are on your team that can sit there and tell you, hey, look, this is the way we do things, And if you want to be a part of it, fine. If not, you maybe might want to look someplace else. But you got to establish somebody on the team, or you got to know who your leaders are. And I'm not talking about just because you don't take this out of context. I'm not, because I'm just saying this. I don't know what position you're going to play, you know, but I don't think a leader has to come from an every down player that's a productive player, mm-hmm. and he's also well respected in the locker room. That's where your leader is.
And that's why Fran was easy to follow, huh?
Right. Fran was very easy because you knew he was smart. He'd come out there, he'd do everything he could to win. Jim, you know, well, what can you say about Jim? Jim was the ultimate competitor and smart as could be. But
it's also up to a coach to recognize that and to allow right. those guys, because that takes a lot of pressure off the coach if those guys are doing yeah. the heavy lifting, right?
It certainly does. And, you know, like I said, I don't know about – everything's changing the game so much now about what you can do, what you can say, how you can say it, and all those types of things. And what they were able to do and say when I played certainly is different. But still, leadership is leadership. And, you know, you just can't pick a guy to be your leader. Mm. Your leader has to be chosen.
That's right.
And that will be by the players, and they'll follow that guy. So you can't...
Yeah, the rules of the locker room will determine that, right?
Yeah, the rules in the locker room, and they'll always rise to the top.
Yep.
Because everybody will be there for them. So, you know, the Vikings, you know, I don't think they need a total rebuild, but they need to address those issues I was just telling you about. If you're on board, you're on board. If you're not, then, you know, retire, go do something someplace else. That's the way I feel about it. You can't have 10 different guys going 10 different directions. And if I'm going to be paying you $80 million and, you know, you need to do what you need to do to earn that $80
sure.
million. Dollars,
hey, Chuck, know. We're a little short on time. Give me your 30 okay. seconds. If somebody wants you to do a cameo or look you up on your website to find out, you're selling stuff all the time. It's great stuff. Where do they find it?
ChuckForeman44.com, and, you know, we'd be more than happy to do all those types of things, come to your birthday parties. You know, we got all kinds of new stuff on there, and I'm excited about it. And, you know, Ben Tice is a guy that really helped.
Makes
well,
it go, yeah.
Really, put it, yeah, he does a great job yeah. for not only me, but a bunch of guys that sure. used to play for the Vikings. So
Chuck, appreciate it very much. ChuckForeman44.com mm-hmm. for more. Always fun to visit with you, my friend.
All right, too, man. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Chuck Foreman. When we come back, a former NFL general manager. Stay with us.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.